Hello and welcome back to A Breath of Fresh Friday. I'm really sorry, guys. Faye made me laugh before we started recording and now I can't stop.
We got the giggles.
It is episode number 21. Guys who listen in the US, get your glasses out because we can now drink over there. Woohoo!
Yes. I always find that really mad, actually, that we can drink at 18 and they have to wait a whole, like, 3 years.
It's weird to me, like, because our whole uni culture is about drinking, like, which is really bad, but
yeah,
they obviously, their whole college
isn't.
But,
like, by the time I was 21, I feel like I'd done a big chunk of that,
by the
you know,
time you were 21, and that, you had graduated.
Yes, but what I'm saying is, by the time, like, I've done all that, 21, I kind of was a bit like, I feel like I've done a big bulk of that, and you don't get me wrong, I still went and partied and did stuff.
Of course.
But I did the majority in those years.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
do you get what
first time I hit 21, I was like, I don't like clubbing every week, I'm done with, I prefer a pub, I'm such an old man. But
so when they go out, like, so if you think them 3 years are your prime years, 18 to 21, so their prime years are 21 to, like,
24? But it can't be because I'm sure they're working at that point, so they can't do what we did.
You can't be out all the
time. It's very odd. But also, I think their drinking culture is so different to us. I believe that they drink until, like, 10, 11, whereas we go out at, like, 11.
Oh.
I think they,
and
they
also,
don't drink
though,
as much.
I'm sure there is underage drinking and stuff.
Oh, I'm sure
stuff.
There 100%
like,
is.
You know, people, they go to parties and stuff. But I just find, it's funny, isn't it, when you think of it?
Yeah, but then we underage drink.
Why is it so such a different age?
I mean, I started drinking at, like, 15, 16, so...
Yeah, true. Yeah, it's just funny when you think about it. When it, like, the actual legal age is
so
much
different.
Older,
and especially because of it being America, I just think that's such an odd. Us Europeans, we just love a drink, so you know.
Well, we have a lot of American listeners, so if you're listening and you're American, let us know when you
when you started drinking.
Like,
I'd love to know. What's the, like, typical age
culture.
Of what... Yeah, I know. It'd be a great episode.
What do they like to drink? Do they sit in parks and drink ciders and Lambrinis?
Oh,
like...
What's that big Frosty Jacks? ever drink that up?
Do they have, like... Oh, yeah, is there, like, a really cheap drink that they have out there?
They have. Or, like, VKs or whatever.
A Lambrini at uni.
Yeah, I mean, it was so cheap. And also that South African wine that was, like, $2.99. Yes, please. Get that down me, please.
The... Lambrini, they used to do, like, a normal wine bottle size. And then they used to do that. Honestly, it's really bad that I used to drink it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got you one for your birthday. Like, the massive one. Yeah. They did. I was like, Faye,
the massive one. It tastes like arse.
No,
it's fucking grim.
It's like £5. It's nothing for, like, the amount you get. It's mad.
Silly amount. And they did quite a lot of nice flavours as well.
They got a pink one out, I think.
Savours. They're a good shot to get
If you live in the UK, get yourself to Savours.
They do good alcohol in there.
I'm not laughing at it. I agree.
No, I mean, like, people would be shocked because it's toiletries.
Yeah.
But
is that what it is? Oh, I just thought it was like a convenience store, like everything, bit of everything.
Well, it's the majority of the stuff is like toiletries.
I didn't realise that. I mean, we'd have a Savers near
We get a shelf for cheeky peach schnapps on the way out.
Oh, no, don't remind me. Peach schnapps I can't drink, no.
Anyway, I feel like we sidetracked a bit there.
What have you been up to this week? Anything exciting?
Not too much. I found out that I'm in tier 3 now, so that, you know.
That's good tier, no, not
roll
really.
On that. No.
I'm in tier 2, so, you know, woohoo, a bit better than you.
Oh, lucky for some. I got a new phone, though, so.
She's joined the iPhone 11 club, so welcome. We open you, bring
you
in.
I need to finish setting it up and that. Also enjoyed watching Bake Off. It was the final.
I missed it, but I have been told who won, so that's good.
It made me cry.
Oh, I'll have to watch
because,
it then.
Well, only it was just the end bit when they show you what they're up to. Because the thing is with Bake Off is it's filmed so far ahead, isn't it? And they don't tell people if they've won because obviously it'll get out.
Apart from when Prue Lee decided to.
Oh, I forgot about that. But what was funny is, what made me a bit emotional was, I don't know why, like, certain things just get to you, don't you?
Really,
and you're like,
crying about things, are you really?
When I'm on my own,
okay.
I was on my own.
That's
so it's all right. The lad that won, obviously, no, well, spoilers if you've not.
Well, this would have been
Andrew.
Out another.
Is it Andrew? Or is it his name wrong? Peter. Sorry, I do that every week.
Yeah, you do. There was, I think there was an Andrew in there. Andrew was his
brother.
I think
it's his brother, isn't it?
Andrew was his brother.
He's not even featured in it much. But
literally
every time
one episode,
I say,
like, he likes doing.
He looks like an Andrew to me. Anyway. Peter won, and he's at uni.
Oh, is he?
And what was really cute at the end is it says Peter's uni friends didn't know how far he'd got in the competition until tonight. Oh, of course,
because it was all filmed through lockdown, weren't it?
Yeah, and I thought, oh, how sweet. Like, they're supporting him, and then he's won, and he's like, hey, I actually won it.
But I bet a lot of what they're up to now isn't a lot, because we're in lockdown.
So, well, yeah, really. Like, someone had a baby.
Like, sometimes they have, like, they go and do their own school, or they've taken...
Yeah.
None of them could do that, because...
Not really. A lot of it was just, like, they've met up in so-and-so's garden.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. But, no, I enjoyed watching that. What about you? How's your week been?
Well, I've got some exciting news as well, actually. I am employed. Woohoo!
Hey,
I have a job. Woo! I've got a job. I did my first week.
We've gone on a journey on because we both started unemployed.
And now we're both...
And now, look episode 21, and we're... Look at... I've got jobs.
Amazing.
So.
You know, 21's our lucky number. No, it's not. But yeah, so I did my first week. It was very good.
Well done. How did you find it?
Yeah, good. The job is... I'm doing a project at the minute, so it's very repetitive. But when that's over, I'll be a proper... Like, have my proper title. But no, it's good.
Good.
I'm enjoying it. I'm glad to be getting back to work.
Oh, I'm pleased for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I did want to mention again, if you don't care, but I care... I'm a celebrity. It's still on.
Molly will be there every week with it.
Well, no, I'm a bit gutted. Last episode is next Friday.
What?
Only a week left.
How quick has it gone?
I think it's because there've not been any evictions, because I think this is the longest they've had 12 people in the camp.
I thought that.
I reckon it's because of lockdown and maybe social distancing and things like that. They've just kept them in for as long as they can. But
yeah,
I'm.
Who do you think is going to be first to go then? Obviously, by the time you listen.
Yeah, well, by the time you listen, it'll be the final.
Yeah,
but I think the first to go is going to be AJ.
Screen
time.
Or Holly, I think,
yeah,
maybe.
Holly was on my list.
That Jessica's come out of a shell
a
bit, though.
I think she did the trial, and that trial, I was howling. I felt so sorry for her, but she... It's when she drank the vomit fruit and then went, people like this! Like, they were like, no, that's not what we're saying.
What made me laugh is when she was doing it, like drinking, I can't remember what it was, and she was like, so if I swallow this and then put my tongue out, and then you'll say yes, and then I'll spit it in the thing.
Yeah. And then, bless her, she didn't even eat any of the dinner she'd won, because she was, like, feeling really sick. That was sad.
I can imagine them things do proper, like,
well,
miss
I
your
said
tummy
to my
up.
Nan, eating six things... Is because the things are so small, like the tip of the penis or whatever.
Mm.
But because a drink, it's like a full-on glass size.
Yeah.
It's so much is like going in you. So I think the drinking ones are so much harder than the eating ones.
And it's like thick and heavy. Like that in your tummy ain't going to be... You don't drink that much that quick anyway,
and also
would
it's
you?
Not like meat, is it? Like a meat, you can kind of chew it, taste a bit of meat, swallow it. With a drink, it's usually like bugs or... fish stuff, it's
so
disgusting. I wouldn't want to do drinking ones at all. I've got such bad gag reflex.
I would heave.
I would. But I am
heave
gonna say...
Heave ho.
Is that the new lot?
I don't know where that came
reminds
from.
Of, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Hi ho.
What do they say? Oh, hi ho. I was thinking like heave ho. You know when people pull something like heave ho. Heave and ho.
But last week you mentioned that Shane was grating on you. Shane is grating on me now. It's taken me...
You've had the Shane effect.
The day after we filmed that, I was like, I wish we'd filmed this today because Shane is grating on me as well.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he's a nice man and he means well, but he's like that... Like... I don't, like just like that uncle or that person. You just don't know when to stop.
And also, I think he's getting really bitchy. Like, it was when they came back with six stars and his face dropped, and I thought, no, mate, sorry, they've tried their fucking hardest. Sorry for swearing, but it annoyed me. It really annoyed me.
Shane, I ain't
literally
having your attitude.
And I'm not going to lie to you, I have been voting for him every single day to the trial, so...
Oh, you have been?
Yeah, of course I have been.
You know what, actually? We vote, and everyone we seem to vote for seemed
to
get
it.
The trial for a little bit, and we were like, oh, everyone's thinking the same as us, but... So we want Vernon to do one, and he hasn't done
it. He's only done the eating one a couple Well, last week, well, I think a couple of weeks ago then, last week.
I really like Vernon, though. I think he's quite funny.
It was when Rufy was a bit sad and he gave him his cashmere blanket and he was like, oh, you can be my cashmere gin and tonic. And I was like, okay, that's a bit odd.
You're a cashmere. No, I think he seems like a decent man. Does. I hope he gets to be on TV more. Like, I hope he sort of resurfaces a bit.
Like we mentioned,
if that's what he wants.
Lot,
he might not.
He might just be happy doing this and that's it, but...
Get his pay and he's off. No more
well,
Vernon.
Tess got the money in every year with Strictly, ain't she? So and I think she does Children Need, don't she, or something like that?
Oh,
she gets,
yeah,
she gets the money in, it's all good.
Hello, it's question of the day.
Woohoo! I do it every week.
It's question of the day. We love it.
We do.
It's as we said, the next few episodes are Christmas related, so.
What
better
Christmas.
Thing to do than do a Christmas question of the day? So, Molly,
yes,
what was it?
Well, the Christmas of the day, I was going to say, the question of the day was, have you got your Christmas decorations up already? Because I've seen so many people on Instagram and, like, people I know have put their decorations up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very, very surprised with the results because of this fact that I've had. Only 21% of people said yes.
Really?
79% said no. Yeah. And I was like... Hang on, even
and
you're lying.
When was this done?
This was like a couple of days ago.
So like this Tuesday? Is like end of November-ish.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm like, so either you're all lying, or the people who put their decorations up haven't voted on the poll.
We haven't got that audience.
Yeah, I'm a bit annoyed because,
I thought it would be higher, that.
Yeah, so did I. I haven't got my Christmas decks up.
No, nor do I.
No, I do not. When do you put yours up usually?
Well, so this year we're putting ours up on the 5th of December, which is next Saturday, I think.
Okay, so like week tomorrow.
Yeah. So when you listen to this, you probably would have them.
The day after, the next day.
We usually do it sort of like, the first week of Christmas-ish.
Yeah, that's when we do it. First weekend of Christmas.
Is that when you do it as well?
But first weekend of December, yeah. We don't really have many decorations. I live with my nan. We don't put a tree up, which everybody's very shocked
about. Oh, yes.
About.
What is it? What do you call it?
The Christmas twig.
That's
because it's basically one of those wire, like, tree things that have lights on all the little branches.
Oh, yeah.
It's white. We hang a couple of decorations on it, like some snowmen and stuff.
Oh,
but,
that's cute.
We put the Christmas twig and it lives in our dining room because we don't have anywhere to put a Christmas tree. Like, my nan bought a real Christmas tree one year before I lived with her.
Nice.
Had it in the garden, but she was like, it was just such a hassle. And I was like, no, I feel you. They are a hassle.
Yeah, because we've had the same Christmas tree for fucking years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think you buy one and that's it. That it just stays
and
with you.
I said, come on now. Like, it's going a bit, you know, it looks a bit lank here. We need a new one.
When the little green bits start coming off and it's just the wire.
I thought, come on now. I think it was before I was born, so we're talking,
we're talking 20-odd years then.
But I said, can we just for 1 year get a real Christmas tree? Because we've never had one.
Yeah, we've never had one.
So we got one. And it was nice, we liked it, but it was just a bit of a pain, like all the things falling off.
You have to almost put like a rug or something down to catch all the needles. And yeah, I mean, I don't really like the smell of pine trees anyway.
Well, this didn't really have a smell.
Oh, really? Because
we actually had to buy sticks to put on it to get it to smell.
Oh, wow. Oh, because that's what I hear people say, the joy of a real one is it smells lush.
Well, this didn't.
I'm not a huge fan of the smell of pine, so I'm a bit like, oh well, it's not
but
really
we
my fave.
So we now have a new Christmas tree that we bought.
Oh, you have you bought a new
we've had for a couple of years now, so it's a bit fresher. I feel like every you know, you need to update
I think you do need to every like decade maybe buy a new Christmas tree.
Every decade. But my family, I mean, give it due. It wasn't like bare, it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't
What? I'm just picturing like our twig but a massive tree.
Imagine. But I think it's fine for people to put their Christmas decorations up early this year.
Oh yeah, I was going to say lockdown, obviously people need something to do, so they've been doing it earlier, which
I
is
know
fair enough.
Quite a few people that obviously didn't vote, but
what are you not voting for?
They Halloween was done and their trees
Christmas,
were up.
Yeah.
I remember a girl at school whose family always put their tree up on, like, the 1st of November. And, like, I used to be so shocked with that.
Because for me, it's like, I think, we're probably going to get into this more, but I think Christmas is very commercialised now. Like, I still it, but it's... And I feel like the joy of it is you just have it for that month. I don't want to have it for, like, longer than that because I'd get bored of it. Like, you know, I think it's Heart or something. They've done like a Christmas radio station. They did it in October. I was like, I don't want to hear Christmas songs.
Oh, right, yeah.
Until December, mate. It's too much. You need
it gets earlier and earlier every year, I think.
Well, it was when I worked in Primark and we'd put out the Christmas stuff, or like put out some of the Christmas stuff in August. And I think, we haven't even had my birthday yet and now we're having Christmas.
Yeah.
What are you chanting? No, get a grip.
It is funny how it changes, isn't it? Like when you go in the shops and you start hearing the Christmas music or like posters up or advertisement for it. And I'm like, already?
I don't understand it. Yeah, it's too early for me. No, thank you. Not that I'm being a bar humper, because like I said, I love Christmas, but...
You're Scrooge.
I am. What's it, Scrooge McDuck? No, that's the duck.
That's the duck version of it.
I thought it's Ebenezer Scrooge, that's it.
That's it.
Get the name.
But we go quite to town with Christmas decorations in
do
my
you?
House. My what house is like a grotto at Christmas.
Oh,
I love that word, grotto.
Yeah, I like the word grotto.
It sounds a bit dirty though, doesn't it? Like,
yeah, it
grotty,
does a bit grotty.
Like...
That's grotty, isn't it? But yeah, grotto.
We have a Christmas tree in the living room.
Oh.
And then... me and my mum had a little bit of an impulsive buy. Like, it was probably about 5 years ago.
Okay.
Well, I don't think my dad's keen on this purchase. And I'm sure if he's listening, he's probably nodding along. We have a Christmas tree that is like, it snows and it has like almost like a brolly underneath it that catches it. So it's all
How
like...
How big is this Christmas tree?
It's not massive. Like,
no?
We put it on a table.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to picture the scale of this.
And it, like, I'll get a picture once it's up and I'll share it with you.
Yeah, please.
And you switch it on and it plays a song, which is very irritating, but it cascades with this snow that's like,
cool.
You know, like what you'd get in a bean bag?
Yeah, like polystyrene ball
that
type
kind
thing.
Of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But when my little cousin, when they were very little, they'd come and pick it up and like throw it and it'd all go on the floor. So my dad wasn't keen because he'd be like hoovering it up. But it does look very nice. We saw it in Clinton's shop window and my mum just went, I'm going to buy that.
And
I was like, oh, this isn't like you.
Oh, I love that.
But every year we add to it, like, decorations in our house. Honestly, my sister is like the queen of Christmas.
Oh, really? I do love that, though. I think I do love the joy of going into somebody's house and it's very Christmassy and it feels Christmassy. Like, I feel like our house doesn't, but that's just because... For the past 4 or 5 years, we don't spend Christmas at my house, so
that's to enjoy it, really.
So,
yeah, well, so, yeah, we have Christmas at mine. It's just my family I live with. So, yeah, and then obviously not this year, but we usually have lots of family over on Boxing Day or another day.
Yeah, when my granddad was alive, this was years ago. Boxing Day was always at my nan's.
Nice.
Everybody would come over, like. All the extended family and friends, and it would be like almost like a games day. I think Boxing Day is better than Christmas Day, in my opinion.
Yeah, sometimes some years it has.
Yeah, I just feel like Boxing Day because there's no pressure. I think Christmas Day's got a lot of pressure on it.
Yeah,
Boxing Day is the chillest day. It's like we're all
I like the food on Boxing Day as well.
Yeah, we're all it's all left. I love leftover. Leftover Christmas dinner is the best.
Yeah.
Oh, don't
cold meat and that.
Yeah. Oh, and like the Yorkshire puddings and roast potatoes. Oh, stop! I love it. It's my favourite day. Oh, God.
Do you know
we're
what?
We're thinking about
talking
food
of,
again. We always go back to
talking
food.
Of decorations.
My
sister likes these shops as well. You know, they're really, like, cheap Christmas shops that pop up in your town.
They're literally already there for the Christmas period.
My sister came back one year with... So we've kind of accumulated a box of Christmas hats.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then every Christmas we'll get pictures of us all in it.
Love
like,
that.
You know, have you seen like that Christmas turkey hat where you like, it's like that, there's a Christmas pudding. We've
love
even
it.
Got one that's a cracker that like your head pokes through the middle when it's like a cracker.
Oh, yes, I've seen them. Oh, Faye, I need to spend Christmas at your house. Not as like a family,
good
but just
fun.
To watch you like live, fly on
it
the wall.
It is good fun.
I love
but,
that.
But no, we've collected these from all these various shops over
love
the
that.
Years.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. I tell you what I will be doing when I'm older is I love baubles and like one-off decoration, like bauble, but not the balls, the like little...
Like an ornament sort of thing. Yeah.
The ones you put on the tree. I love them. We used to have loads when I lived with my mum. We had a lot of Looney Tunes at Christmas. I don't know if it was a range when I was a kid, but we had a lot of Looney Tunes Christmas themed. We each had stuff with our names on it. We have very common names.
Oh, yeah.
Molly and Jack. So you always get shit with that on it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
The angel was something I made at school. That was.
Oh yeah, that's what I was going to ask. What do you put on the top of your tree?
We put an angel on. We've put an angel on the whole of my life.
Yeah.
I know people put. Is it stars? The other one, isn't it?
Well, you know what we used to put on our tree.
Something random, no doubt. Oh, what will it be?
We used to. I don't know why. I think it just went with my mum's theme. It was a bow that used to go on the top of the tree.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't want to disrespect your mum with her bow, but no. That is not...
It actually looked very nice, I must admit. But no, now we have an angel or fairy or whatever you call it.
Yeah, that's what we had.
It actually looks pissed on the tree because the tree is so tall and then there's the ceiling.
It's like it kind of is a bit... Yeah.
Bit skew-whiff.
I love it. But no, we don't... Obviously, our twig, we don't put anything at the top of our twig, so...
Oh.
Bit sad.
Why don't you put a little picture of you on it?
Because I don't think my nan would appreciate that. She'd be like, what the hell is that? Get it off.
Like the Teletubby son. You can
put something like that on the top. That'd do that. Photoshop myself a Santa and put it at the top. I'll tell you one thing, though, that we didn't get to experience was Elf on the Shelf.
No, we didn't either.
Past our time, I think. But I think that would have been really fun to do when I was a kid.
I saw a funny thing this year, because I think parents like the idea of doing it, but then for all those days, you've got to come up with something good,
haven't you? Yeah, you've got to think of what to do, haven't you?
This year, I saw one of an elf in a jar of, like, sanitizer, and it was like, he has to quarantine for 2 weeks.
I love that. As well, it cuts off 2 weeks well from the shelf, because he's just in the jar.
My friends work in a school, and they... had to do it in the classroom.
I kept
sending them ideas, but they were like rude ones online. Like there was ones of like, you know, ice gem biscuits.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was them, but it like you did a trail, so it looked like the elf had like shat a mouth.
I love that story.
There was quite a few, or it was like the elf and in a little paddling pool with Barbie either side of him.
Yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah, I just think it'd be so fun to do, but obviously we have to wait till we have children to do that.
Yeah.
If it's still going, well, it might not be.
You're never too old to do things like that, are you?
Yeah, because I'm not going to do it for myself and then wake up like, oh, what's the elf done? Do it for me, Nan.
Nan, what's the elf done today? And then your Nan goes looking for it.
I need to do that next year. I need to go do on, she'll the like shelf that. On my Nan.
Have you got a question of the day that you're burning to know the answer to? Feel free to email us on the email address that you all should know by now. That is breathoffreshfriday@gmail.com or on our Instagram, which again is breathoffreshfriday. Is there something that you really want to know or something that your friends don't agree with you on? Let us know.
And you've reached that part of the episode where we talk about the main topic.
Woohoo.
We are following the Christmas theme, as I think we should mention, we are going to be doing Christmas episodes until Christmas. So if you're not a Christmas person, you're not a fan, you're like, I'd probably give December a bit of a write-off. Come back January when we don't do Christmas stuff. Because me and Faye, we've mentioned, do you love a bit of Christmas.
Spreading,
so.
What is it they're saying,
Christmas
Elf?
Joy? Oh, spreading
the...
for all to hear or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, something like
spreading that. Spreading cheer for all to hear or something like that. I don't know. But this episode, we thought we would talk about things that we do in the lead up to Christmas. As this comes out and it'll be December, so this kind of the lead up to Christmas Day, we're going to talk about what we do.
Yeah. So obviously, by now we would have opened a few windows on our Advent.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we? So what Advents have you? Have you got an Advent yet, Molly? Are you waiting
for
an Advent?
Two Advents because I'm treating myself this year. So I have been told the Look Fantastic one is really good and it's sold out. Oh. So I got it before it sold out.
Oh wow! So you got it in time.
It was £80, I think, £85.
Ooh, okay.
But the contents is worth £460, so I'm pretty impressed.
Oh, wow. And if you think about it, you are getting 24 things.
Well, that's the thing. Last year I had the NYX one, which was £50. And I liked it, but it was a lot of lip products and a lot of, obviously NYX stuff. But this one's all different brands of makeup and beauty.
Oh, okay.
It's a beauty one.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know me, I wasn't into makeup until last year, and then I've flourished in it now. But I got that one. And then also I've got the ASOS one because I've heard that's really good.
Oh.
And that's more like skincare, body.
Oh, imagine that was clothes. Like every day you got an outfit.
It's not a very big box. It's tiny. But so they're the two. I've not got a chocolate one this year, which
Oh, you can't beat a chocolate one, can you?
Yeah, see, I don't
one,
know if just get a cheap Cadbury's one just to have the novelty of chocolate. Yeah. But then I think, is three advent calendars overkill? Like, is that too, are you getting too much there, Molly?
I remember at school when kids would be like, well, my nan got me one, my dad got me one, my mum got me one. And I'd be like, you don't need three.
At school, did you have one for the class? Because we even in secondary school, we had one for our form. Every day somebody would go and open
and
it.
And then someone would get to take it every day. And then
we'd go down the register.
If it was like, but then there wasn't always enough, so that I think sometimes they used to have another calendar as well.
Our one, I think, we didn't have enough, but then I remember the last day they just used to go like, the last kids, you all get to open yours now. So like seven kids would all have one. Yeah.
Also, I was going to mention this actually, it just popped into my head. I think calendars go up to like the 24th, sometimes the 25th occasionally. Yeah. I remember as a kid, going up to the 31st.
Yes, it used to have the countdown.
Do you
to
remember
New
that?
Years. Yes. But I have tried to search for them on Google a few years ago just because I was like, am I being thick?
I'm so glad you agreed with me.
And I can't find them anywhere, like pictures of them, but they used to have a strip down the right-hand side that says the countdown to New Year's, I remember.
Oh, is that what? Oh, did they do that?
Yeah, well, our one did. So you did the 25 days and then it would have the, up to the 31st.
Because I remember, my dad had a chocolate one year, I remember, and it was for 31 days. And I used to be like, whoa, that's so cool.
But they obviously don't do them anymore. And I thought I was the only one that knew that. I'm really glad you've mentioned that because I completely forgot.
It just came
when
into
my
life.
When you said it, I was like, I know exactly what you're going to say. Like,
Well, if anyone's listening and knows that too.
Please let us know because I feel that's a very niche reference. Actually, are we going to have advent calendars to US and other countries?
Yeah, I think other countries. Okay. Well, whoever celebrates Christmas, I think,
true. I was going to ask. What advent calendar have you got? Have you got one?
I have got one this
year.
I have got. Now, my boyfriend splashed out on this, and I'm very excited.
Go on.
I'm very excited. We decided we would both get each other an advent calendar.
I think that's a cute thing to do.
Because my mum usually gets us one, but like I was like, you know, you can have you can save your money this year, and we'll get each other one. Because I wasn't going to be like, yeah, you get me one as well, and then I have to. Because she got me a really nice one last
year. Did she get you last
year? It was like a local lady made it. And it was all individually wrapped, like chocolate bars and things.
Yeah, I've seen them on Facebook and that, of people doing that for their kids, like in all their favourite chocolate bars.
It was really nice, actually. And then on the 25th, we got a, or 24th, whatever, Terry's Chocolate Orange.
Oh,
which was
that's cool. I like
that. Big one.
That's a big,
But it was a lot of chocolate, because it wasn't just a little disc, you know. It was a full-on bar.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, when I was younger, I used to save up the little chocolate, because we used to have two when I was a kid.
Yeah.
My mum had made one, and she'd put, like, celebrations and stuff
that's cool.
in it. And I'd save the celebrations and have, like, a but then it'd be too much chocolate on, like, the 24th, having 24 chocolates. I'd be like, I'm done.
True.
I'm very full.
And I wouldn't eat a bar a day. Like, these are standard bar.
You'd have to save them.
But anyway, this...
Sorry, yeah, what have you got this
one
year?
I've got... it's a gin advent calendar. So every day...
Ooh, very nice.
I get a little bottle of gin. Hmm. I don't think I'll be having a gin every day either.
For work, shot at your gin. Going in hand.
But I will probably save a couple and have a couple on the weekend.
Yeah, and definitely.
And then I just keep them to have.
Yeah, you've got
them
for Christmas then, like, if you fancy, you know, because I don't know, but like, are they different flavoured gins or do you not know?
Yeah, lots of different flavours.
You fancy, I fancy orange gin. Oh, yeah, I've got miniatures. Like.
And you also get a little book with it for like a. To make cocktails, like gin cocktails and stuff.
Do you know what? That's the nice thing to have after anyway. Cause I've never fancied the alcohol ones because I'm not much of an alcohol drinker. Although it just sounds like I am.
Ooh, I'm not too sure about that.
I like, as in, I don't really like a lot of different types of alcohol. Gin mostly. But
this is just
gin. But the gin ones are really expensive and I'm like, oh.
Well, that's why I didn't buy it myself.
But I did pay £85 for a makeup one, so maybe I could fork out, you know, I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe next year you could treat yourself.
Yeah, I'll up my game. I'll go from makeup to gin.
My sister's boyfriend last year made himself an advent calendar.
Sorry. I'm not laughing, but that just sounds quite sad that he made himself. Well, I'm going to make my own advent calendar.
He collected... from all different places he went to, little bottles of gin.
That's cool.
And then he got this, like, I think it was some kind of, like, Christmas tree that his sister had made.
Oh, wow.
And then he attached them all on
that's
there.
Cool.
So he had one every day. He knew what they were, but it was more the novelty of having the 24.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing my gin comes in, like, it's in, like, little drawers.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, that's quite cool to keep.
Yeah.
To do, like, if I could make someone an advent calendar, mm-hmm. or just to keep, to put things in, I thought.
That's like my, both mine you could keep, like, Beth yeah. had the ASOS one last year, I think, and what she did is for my birthday is she likes to number the presents, we both do. So it was good because some of the boxes, the books have numbers on, so she just put things in the boxes and that would be numbered. It's just a little thing that we do. We like to number the gifts, so the best one gets saved till last. It's, yeah.
I do like the, when you said, one like your mum did one herself. Like, yeah. I've had a friend that had like a felt thing on the back of her door.
Oh, yeah.
And the mum would put little things in each one, and I liked that idea.
My mum actually made the whole thing. It was,
oh, wow.
She used to be into crafts when we were younger. She loved like paper mache. She made me like a castle and loads of stuff. And it was a Christmas tree, and then each of the thing was a little like box, and you pulled the box off and the chocolate was in there.
Okay.
And we must have used it for about 15 years, like 10-15 years. Like, it really got its use out of it, and it used to hang on our bathroom door downstairs.
That's cute.
I loved it because I just thought it was such a, like, nobody else I knew had one like that kind of thing. Yeah, we used to love it was great.
I used to get so excited when I was a kid, and like when you were a kid, I don't remember all these advents. When you were a kid, it was just a bog standard chocolate.
That was it. I think the only one we had was my brother had a Lego one when he was about 8 or 9. Oh. That was the only other one I knew you could get Lego.
And I remember like my granddad bringing it round, and he would stick on a sticky note with our name on it, with that. Whose was who.
That's so cute. Yeah. But yeah, and the thing is as well, I don't know about you, but I used to love the fact you could have chocolate for breakfast. Like, that was a big novelty thing. Like, I can have a chocolate for breakfast. What? That's nice.
I used to quite like the joke as well. See what the Christmas joke was?
Yes.
And you know what the best is? On. When you've missed a few days and then you're like,
when you forget. Yeah, or like, I mean, you don't know this, but I used to go stay with my dad at the weekend. Wouldn't have an advent calendar with me, so I'd have 3 days when I got back because I'd not been with my dad.
Love that.
Such a sad life when you like
to... No, it is exciting. You've got to enjoy the little things in life.
Well, moving on from Advents, let's go for Christmas shopping, because I thought that's another thing that you do on the lead up to Christmas. So when do you start your Christmas shopping?
I'm pretty much done.
All right. Do you want to rub it in, mate? Like, oh my God. You're one of those keenos that start in January.
No, I do not understand this shopping throughout the year business. Someone I spoke to the other day was like, I buy throughout the year.
Yeah. Now,
that's all well and good if you're buying gift sets. And don't get me wrong, that's very nice. Yeah. But I like to get things that I know people specifically want.
Yeah.
And most people only start thinking of those things. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, you can jot down things throughout the year.
Yeah.
But what if... Like, say it was a child, they might love Batman in January, but by Christmas, they might like Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's what I mean. My mum used to say she used to start in January, but I'd be like, but how do you know what I'm going to like in January, in December? Yeah. Like, I'm another year older in that time. Mm. Like, I just, no, it's not
I can understand getting, like, you know, like, generic, maybe some Link sets or something like that.
And, like, some Nivea, like, the bath sets, because obviously they come out every year. I understand that, but...
But when people were like, I'm done by March, I'm like, no.
But also, like, I don't know about you, but birthdays are before Christmas, so I just feel like, why would you start Christmas shopping? No, I'm not a fan of that from when you start January. I'm really not.
But no, I'm not that organised. This year I have been. Mm-hmm. But most years I tend to start end of November, December time.
Yeah, that's me.
But this year I have my dad and my boyfriend's birthday in December.
Yeah, you do, don't
Very
you?
Close to Christmas. So I have to get them sorted as well. You know, I want to make sure I get them good stuff and I have enough money. Mm-hmm. But this year is a bit different. Like, I'm having to do most of it online.
Well, I was going to say, I start today, which happens to be Black Friday. Usually I take the day off work, if I'm working, and go to Milton Keynes, which is our local, like, big shopping centre near me, me and my friend Anya, and we go and get some bargains from there. Like, usually I remember one year they did a Yankee Candle. If you spent £40, you got a gift set worth £60. And I was banging, because £40 is 2 big candles. Well, I know Anya wants a big candle, and I'm pretty sure somebody else have a big candle. And then the gift set, I just divvied up the candles and gave them to other people. Nice. I was like, buzzing, that's easy.
And they're good quality, aren't they?
Yeah, and then, like, we'll go to Pave Church, you know, just go and get some little bits that I know people like, kind of stocking fillers, my mum would say, like little bits for people.
Oh, I love a stocking.
Yes, I haven't had a stocking for 7 years, 8 years.
I'll make you one.
Thanks. Send it through the post.
Also, though, I personally like to Christmas shop on my own. Like, because when I'm shopping, I like, not for the fact, like, I might be getting stuff for the person I'm with. I wouldn't obviously go with them. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I know where I want to go. I'm the kind of person that might go into one shop, see the price, go into another, see the price. Like, and if I'm with someone, I don't want to feel like I'm dragging them all around and that.
See, I'm a bit different. It's like, I like going with somebody because it's make a day of it. For me, I love a day. I love a shopping day. And also, it's like, I mean, I'm not one of those people that, like, gets people surprises. Like, I will, but I like to know what people want. So I'm going to say to you, what do you want for Christmas? And I hate it when people go, I don't know, which I'm guilty of myself of. I do that all the time. But it's all right when I do it. It's annoying when other people do it.
Yeah, true.
Because I'm like, no, because I want to get you something that I know you're going to want.
I'm
very good with that. Like, I'm very big on, right, I don't want to get you just shit, you know, like crap that you're not going to care about. So I don't mind going with other people. I quite like it. You have like a little fun day.
Yeah, I'm just more of an independent shopper.
Well, you're an independent woman face, so you
even
know.
In general with shopping, I just like doing it on my own, really.
When I'm going to go shopping, yeah. But I do like ringing up somebody and going, do you want to go shopping? And just
let's go shopping.
I don't know why I said that. I never say that to anyone. But like,
I know what you mean.
I might go with Anya like to a shopping centre, and we'll just have.
I think it depends what, like, if I know I need to get stuff, then I prefer to go on my own because I know what I want to get. But if it's just browsing, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, because I found that I went shopping with a couple of friends and stuff, and I needed to get some socks. I don't know, that's like the most basic, but I was like, right, I need to get some new socks because all my socks like get holes in them, and I was like, I need some new socks. So we go to Primark. The people we're with are like divvying about, right, need to get socks. So then all of a sudden, we've made our way out of Primark, having not bought anything. And I'm like, I needed socks. The only thing I came for was socks.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we're done now. What do you mean we're done now? No, I need some socks. So stressed. It was so stressful. Oh, I did not get my socks. I was fuming.
Oh, how annoying.
Oh, that's not about Christmas, but just about shopping in general.
But yeah, I've been quite organised this year.
Yeah, I'm glad.
I need to, with my dad and my boyfriend, I have to sort of work out what's for Christmas, what's for birthday, you know. So I need to do a bit of dividing, divvying out.
Yeah.
And then I could probably start wrapping this weekend.
Do you know what? I haven't bought a single Christmas present. I mean, really sorry if you're listening and you are somebody that I buy for. You're probably going to get your presents in January because I don't get paid until the 20th of December this year.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Having been unemployed for 8 months. I haven't got a lot of money, guys. Sorry, Dad. True. I know what you want, but you're not going to get until January. So
I know I owe you.
Yeah, literally. But that's great because it means all the bargains come out for Boxing Day sales.
True. Get them in the January sale.
Yeah, literally. So
are you one of these people, though, that would go shopping on Boxing Day?
No, I think it's the worst thing in the world. Beth goes every year with her mum and her sister, and I every year go, why? And she goes, oh, we love it.
I don't understand it.
I couldn't think of anything worse than waking up hungover, full of food, going, do you know what?
Yeah.
Let's go to the Boxing Day sale. No, thank you. No. I want to chill.
I've never done it. I had to work Boxing Day.
I bet it was a nightmare.
In a shop.
Oh, God, don't.
And I literally was thinking, I was so angry at everyone. I was thinking, why are you here? Why are you not just enjoying your Christmas at home? Like, enjoy all the presents you've already got. Why do we need to go out buying
that's
more
what
stuff?
Yeah, you've just got loads of stuff for Christmas, and then you're going out to buy more stuff. Like, I tell you what as well, I find, not as much now, but when I was younger and like used to get loads of toys and stuff for Christmas, I never knew like where to put them all. Like, because my room was full. And then I'm like, got all this new, where am I going to put all my new stuff? Like,
we used to like have a bit of a sort out sort of before Christmas.
Oh, that's a good idea. I might have to do that.
So like we had enough room. You know, like, let's get rid of a few things for. And also, my mum said she used to do this, like, because we used to get so much for, like, Christmas and birthdays.
Yeah, we did.
This is going to sound bad, but it's not bad. She wouldn't let us, like, have them all. Like, she take some of it away and put it in a cupboard or something.
Right, yeah, I know what you mean.
And then, you know, when there's a rainy day or it's the middle of the year and it's not our birthday and stuff.
Yeah.
She'd then get out the, I don't know, the painting by numbers and things.
Yeah, so those then we sorts had of things. Yeah, yeah,
things
yeah.
to, like, play with. No, because otherwise you have it all and you don't always play with it all, do you?
Well, as a kid, I was very easy to buy for because I was into one thing, like massively into
what
one
was that?
Thing. Brats. All oh, I yes, asked I for was brats. And they were £10 a Bratz doll. So it was such an easy gift for everybody.
I thought they were more expensive.
No, they were £10. You used to get the doll, another change of clothes and a little hairbrush.
Oh.
Obviously, there was bigger sets. Like, I had ones with you could get mystery boyfriends. I had a limousine. I had a limousine and I had a house. I had a pool house.
I liked Bratz more than Barbie.
Yes, I had a couple Barbies, but Bratz were, like, the big thing I got into, like...
I had them all in a drawer, I remember.
I had them in my bottom drawer of my dressing table at one point.
I used to brush all their hair. Oh, do you know what I did have? What? You know, like Girls World, the like big heads that you can I had that, but a Bratz one.
Yes, oh my god, so did I.
I remember. Oh my god, did you? I'm getting really excited. Go for it. I'm sure you had a point to make.
No, but it's fine.
Getting the Argos catalogue.
Oh my god,
writing down the numbers.
Yes. No, we used to circle it and then like fold down the pages so my mum could go through it.
Yeah.
But yeah, what I was gonna say is, so it's like, I only wanted Bratz, so it was quite easy because mum would go, here are all your Bratz dolls, and I'd obviously play with them because. I was massively into them. And you know what? This is such a... I'm so sad. I used to play them till I was about 13. I was too old to be playing with Bratz dolls. And I still do. But, I was so easy as a kid. But now I think it's so difficult to think of what I want because most things I want, I just buy myself. Like, I'm
when I try and buy for my dad and stuff, He has everything he wants and he could buy whatever he wants kind of thing. So not to sound big-headed there, but like he can. So it's sometimes a bit difficult, isn't it? Like
my dad's the hardest person to buy for, I think.
Troy keeps buying things. Like, and I'm like, because we've got the Amazon account and I see it. And I go, why are you buying stuff when it's your birthday and Christmas? Like, tell me what you want and I will, you know, I can get that for you.
Yeah, it's bad. Luckily this year,
but it's hard.
I've already had a Christmas present actually in November. Ooh. My nan gave me a £50 ASOS, voucher. She put £50 in my account because obviously it's like my new job, needing new clothes. And I prefer things like that, like, that's useful to me or like... what did she get? Last year she got me an advent calendar. Like, I think because I don't need a lot of stuff, things like that is better off for me.
But that's why I also like a experience or like a day out.
Yeah.
Because I know I'll definitely use it and it's something that you wouldn't necessarily buy for yourself, but you would appreciate.
Well, like, I know she's not going to listen to this, but that's what I'm getting Beth. I got her it for her birthday. I'm going to get her another experience because they're just...
Yeah, I think... I love a thing like that.
And the thing is, it's like you said, it's not something you'd buy yourself, but also it's fun. Like, I think it's a nice thing to get somebody. Yeah, no, I agree.
I like to think I'm quite good at getting gifts, though. Not to blow my own horn.
Do you know what? I think once I've got the idea, I can go to town. I really can.
And also, I like to try and think of, like, not your standard. Like, I try and think a bit outside the box.
I get you.
And... I as I said before in a previous episode, I've been trying to buy from like little small businesses.
That's very good.
And they have some really good stuff, like, you know, not your standard thing you'd get in the shop.
Yeah.
Like different things, you know, and you think, that's cool that
I like
that.
To get people something different. Like, I don't get the bog standard stuff, but like this was not Christmas, but our friend Katie for her birthday, I thought, what do I get Katie? Like, because we don't live near each other, so it's hard to like, I had to send something that could go easily in the post. So I got her like a spa day. In a box.
Oh,
from Etsy. Because I thought, that's not the sort of thing you'd buy yourself. But it's like, nice to get and like have a little pamper day.
Yeah.
I try and think of things like that. That I always get people bath bombs and candles. And as the little bits. Because I just think they're nice things that everybody loves. And that you don't always buy yourself kind of thing. That's what I try and think.
No, that's a good... Yeah, no, definitely.
Right, another big thing that's on something we do as a family. Every year. Go to the panto.
We've discussed this, haven't we? We love a panto.
Do we have a question of the day, panto?
We spoke about it, I think, when we spoke about, like, was it like West End shows and stuff?
Yes, we did. That was it.
Love a panto.
I love a panto. There's such a British culture tradition.
Do you know what I used to really like? I don't know if you did this, but at our school, the teachers used to do a panto.
No, but that's so cool. I wish they did.
And we would, like, all pay her, like, I don't know, £2. And, like, it was just so funny.
Oh,
like,
I love
because
that.
It's your teachers and it wasn't, like, it would be, like, ones that you wouldn't always expect to do it as well.
No,
I just
that.
Used to love
such
it.
It's a nice tradition, isn't it?
It was good fun.
Also, I love a panto because I don't know about where you live, but I don't live in a very, like, known place. Like, a lot of people don't know where Northampton is or Northampton.
Right.
People are like, where are you from? Like, I'm from between London and Birmingham. It's somewhere between that. Right. In the Midlands. So we always get kind of, like, washed-up celebrities that nobody knows.
I think that's just standard for most pantos, isn't it?
Some pantos get some good people, and I'm like, that's... But we get, like... ex Britain's Got Talent contestant, or like last year we had Angie Watts from EastEnders, who was in it like 20 years ago. And I'm like, who is this woman? Like,
we had
who did you have?
Jake Quickenden, I think. Was meant to be this year or the year before. Yeah. Also, what tends to happen, I don't know if this happens in your area, but whoever does the panto tends to switch the Christmas lights on.
Oh, yes, they do. Yeah. Although I've never been to a Christmas switch on, so I don't know.
Oh,
who does
I like
it.
A Christmas switch on.
I haven't done it. I've never been, but maybe one year.
Yeah, they tend to, whoever's in the panto, they'll be doing the Christmas lights in our town.
I'll bear that in mind.
So if there's someone you particularly like, they'll be there.
Oh.
We usually get like X Factor. To rejects.
Yeah, we get. I think one year we had Simon Webb from Blue, which was quite
up there.
A big one. But this was quite good. This, I think, was a time before the big reunion had happened, so Blue weren't as popular as they are perhaps now.
Yeah,
I think somebody from Union J. We had. I can't remember which one. Oh. We had one. I'm trying to think of like we had Joe Pasquale one year. He's quite a big name.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, no, I love a panto. Yeah. It's cheesy. It's a bit, you know, slapdash, but it provides the banter.
I love the jokes that the kids don't get.
Yeah.
Like, I've got little cousins who are like 8 and 9 or whatever, however old they are. And like things that we'll laugh at, they go, what's that? How's that funny? And it's like, it just is. Like, I'm not going to explain.
And
it
also,
to you.
Like, for a panto, if you're a kid or an adult, you'll still enjoy it. Like,
1,000,000%.
You know, whatever age you are, it's still a bit of fun.
One thing, though, that I'll say about the pantos, and I don't know if it's just our panto, but I feel like, I don't want to say they're getting worse, because I still love them, but, like, I find that they're very, like, our one tries too hard to be, like, an actual theatre production, and they sing, like, popular songs, and, like...
Oh, yeah, when they do a pop song, and then they change the words,
Like, I just find it, I'm just like, no, stick to the original panto when you're just being cheesy, like, you sing like a panto song, like, no, I don't want to hear Jessie J Price tag, but that's got nothing to do with
Cinderella.
We went
to a really bad panto last year, and it was that bad that we went, like, the first week.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't on for the next week. It got pulled, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, that's
it. It was that bad. It had a few technical issues as well when we watched it.
I love
the lights went
issue,
off and
though.
Stuff.
We've had that. I went to one, this was years ago, I think it was not Mary Poppins, Peter Pan. And the first song we couldn't hear because the woman's mic hadn't been turned on. So she was singing and we were like, what are you saying, love? And then somebody tripped over and broke the flooring. So the people had to fix the flooring while they're like walking across the stage.
You see someone dressed in black, like in the corner.
They had their like mics on. I think they were chatting like, yeah, but it's done. They like walked off. But it just made me laugh because I thought, yeah, this is panto. Things got me wrong. Yeah. So just get on with it.
Also, a lot of the kids like from my school would be in the panto.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to, I'm not of that talent, but I used to, and they used to like miss school to be in the panto.
Yeah.
And, like, we'd go with the school to watch it. And then we'd be like, hey, look, there's so-and-so on stage.
We have a couple in our area because there's two like theatres. The other one's a bit lesser known. They have people like, I think they had Chesney Hawkes on there one year. Yeah, I know. Very high quality celebrities.
I'd like to know how much they get paid.
So would I. Northampton, I bet it is peanuts. But there's like a local dance troupe, and they're always the people like the Lost Boys or the kids in it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like the
You know the kids. But no, I love it, and I'm gutted it's not on this year because we our tradition is we go on Christmas Eve. That's where we.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah,
Christmas Eve. I love it. Oh, I'm sad it's not on this year. Stupid
also,
COVID.
I've just thought of a tradition we do
with my
family. In the lead up to sort of Christmas. And I don't know if other people do this, but it's just something we always do. You know when people decorate their houses with Christmas lights?
Yeah.
We, like, go round in our car and, like, go see them all.
And
there's a particular house where we, like, it's not right near where I live, but, you know, we're not driving, like, eight
Yeah, she's
away.
Not going to, like, London, is she?
But it's so cool, right? You sit in your car... Mm-hmm. And you tune your car into this particular radio station.
Oh, wow.
And the song is linked, like, it's every, like, 15 minutes or something. So you have to get there at a certain time. And obviously it gets busy, so sometimes you don't get a good spot, so you can't see it. Or you can get out of your car and that. And the song is in time with the
That's
lights on their
cool.
house.
I love that.
It's, like, mad. And I think the money goes to charity.
That's cute. Yeah, no, I love driving. We used to do it all the time, every year, drive around the late neighbourhood with the Christmas lights. I used to love doing that. Because
we'd pick our cousins up and then they'd be over and we'd go, do you want to go see the lights? And then we'd get a McFlurry on the way back.
I love that so much. That's the thing. I just love the little things like that. Like, that make you feel Christmassy, not always the big things. But I love the little, like, right, let's go. Like, we don't get them, but, like, I'd love to go caroling one year, like.
Oh, yeah, we don't do that round here.
Oh, my God, tell you one thing that happened. This was years ago. Our village put on, like, a village nativity one year, and basically freezing cold.
In the church or outside? No, it was
throughout the village. You basically, I think you might have started at the church, we ended the church. But basically, you went through the village and, like, the story was told. Like, you were in, like, groups. You went in, like,
that really beats my scarecrow, aren't you?
But, like, because I live in the countryside, like, there were sheep and stuff. And they had the sheep with all the people and they'd, like, the shepherds. And then you got to the church because then that was where the baby in the inn was. But they never did it again. They did it that one year.
Oh, maybe it was hassle.
Never did it. Yeah, maybe it was just too much effort. Like,
when you say that outside the church with the stable and that.
Yeah.
You know the film Home Alone? Yeah. It always reminds me, like, when you said that, I just think of that. You know, when they're all, like, in the... Yeah.
Actually, you saying that as well, I forgot, I just remembered this. When I was about 8 or 9, yeah, I must have been about that age, I was in a panto, and I completely forgot until just now.
Oh,
I was.
Who did you play?
It's really shit. So I was part of an amateur dramatic group when I was, 8 or 9. And the local church that was at the end of my street put on Aladdin. And obviously, we were, like, in the ensemble. And I was the Sapphire in the, like, jewel place. Oh, I think we must have been, like, danced. But, yeah, I remember being... And I think we had to sing a song and I had, like, a little solo line about being a sapphire. I can't remember it now. But I remember that, yeah. Being a sapphire.
Talking of that, I actually remember... I used to go to Sunday school when I was younger.
I've known you for how many years and you have never told me you went to Sunday school?
Well, I went to a Church of England school and we got on well with a girl whose nan and granddad run the Sunday school.
Oh, okay, I love that.
And we also liked it because we got to see our friends. Yeah. And if you went and, like, answered questions, you got points.
Oh, okay.
And you know what points mean?
Points mean prizes.
Exactly. And you used to, like,
where
be able to trade
from?
It in just to stay in, isn't it? It's probably a game show thing.
It was a
And you could get, like, trade your points in for, like, toys and
love,
like,
that.
I remember trading it in for, like, a hairbrush and a set.
Very,
like,
this set. Nice.
Anyway. They did an activity play on Christmas Eve one year and we were in it.
Oh,
this really baffles me, right?
Go on.
We had to go to the, like, people who runs it house.
Yeah.
I think she actually might listen to the podcast, which would be funny if she's listening.
She remembers this.
And we had to record the lines in this, like, record it. So then when we were in the church, we didn't have to know the lines and you just had to, like, this was even what, you had to mouth it. And they would play it, like, and we would just move around. Which I think was worse because you had to actually, like, be in time with the, like...
That's a bit odd.
Why they did that.
Maybe because if kids forgot their lines, if they just kind of mouthed bits,
But I played the shepherd.
In the school nativity, I played the shepherd. I've never ever been Mary. I was shepherd
number four,
so that was fun.
I was a camel one year. We did a play called The Very Hopeless Camel. It was a Christmas play.
Yeah.
I always played the very minor part.
I remember one year at the school panto, the school nativity wasn't the nativity. It was about two local tribes called, what were they called? Not in Nazareth. That's the nativity.
Indigenous.
I can't remember. And I was the narrator and I narrated these two. Basically, there was like, hanging out together in Mambica or something. That was a song. They had all these songs. I don't know. But anyway, I was a narrator and I won an award because all the narrators were ill and I had to just narrate the whole thing. And I was like, yes, loving life. But yeah, we didn't even do a Christmas one. It was all about tribes. I was like, what is this? What's going
on? How strange. We did one, I remember, it was like Minty the Mouse or something at Christmas. I also remember at nursery, like play school I went to.
Yeah.
I don't know. I must have a very good memory because I remember this well. I think it was about... maybe 3 or 4. I dressed up as the Christmas pudding for the play.
Very good.
And it was a big round.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Remember that? But no, I never played Mary, never played the star.
No, I never played Jesus. Oh, no, it was usually
Angel Gabriel.
Yeah, never anything exciting.
I was always, just the ensemble.
And the one other thing I'd like to mention is, I don't know about you, but I have actually spent Christmas not in the UK.
See, I haven't, no. I've always spent it at my house. Never been anywhere else.
I've done it all. I'm well travelled. I went to...
Oh, okay.
I'm actually really not in comparison to other people. But
go on, where did you go then?
I spent Christmas on the other side of the world for us, in Australia.
Wow, I bet that was so cool.
Yeah, I tell you what, it was so different to what we do.
I bet.
Like, because obviously, if you don't know, summer is their Christmas. The Christmas time is in summer.
Yes.
They don't have a Christmas dinner. Like, they don't have a turkey.
What do they eat?
So they eat cold meat and salad for Christmas. Oh, yeah.
That's like Boxing Day food. Yeah,
basically Boxing Day food. I'm pretty sure it rained on Christmas Day, though. But I know we went to...
So when you went out there, were you with Australian people or did you just go there?
So, yeah, so a little bit of backstory. My nan's mum and this lady's mum were friends in England. And then the lady's mum, Regina, her name is, my nan's friend, moved to Australia when she was like 9 or 10. Right. My nan didn't really keep in contact with her. Then when my nan and granddad decided to travel the world on a holiday, they decided to either go to the Maldives or travel the world. So they went, we'll travel the world. She wrote a letter to this lady, Regina, and said, we're coming to Australia. We'd love to see you. They speak all the time now. Like, they've never stopped contact.
Oh, that's lovely.
So we went and stayed with her family because she's got like 4 kids. Went and stayed with her family for a month, which was lovely. So we spent Christmas, and my nan was there as well, so it was nice.
Oh, right.
But yeah, it was very different. And I remember one thing that sticks in my mind is, I don't think this is Australia's tradition, but this was this family's tradition, is each kid got a like 10 pack of a fizzy drink that they loved.
Oh.
So I got a 10 pack of Fanta, which my little 9-year-old brain was like, you can get a 10-pack of Fanta, like, it just, it was very odd.
That's funny.
Piles and piles of presents. I don't know how my mum brought them all to Australia, but there was so much stuff, and it was mad how much stuff we got. Fun fact, my tooth fell out in Australia, so I got to visit Australian Tooth Fairy. That was quite cool as well. But yeah, it was different. I prefer British Christmas. I prefer... Yeah. Christmas in winter, dark, cold.
Yeah, that's what we associate with, though, isn't
it? Whereas this was, like, hot and, like I say, it was cold meats and salad and, like, barbecue. And it was fun, but I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I bet it's cool to try it.
Yeah.
I think I'd only want to go abroad to Christmas if it was to somewhere cold, like, in a log cabin with the snow. Like, if I was offered it, you
I'm
know,
sure
I would
you would
probably
go
jump
if somebody
it.
Went, do you want to go to Australia for Christmas? You'd go, okay.
Yeah.
All expenses
but
paid.
To me, I like being at home for Christmas.
Yeah. Although, my dream Christmas destination is New York. I'd love to do Christmas in New York. I think it looks so
I'd like to
beautiful.
Go just before Christmas, I think.
Oh, I'd do Christmas. I'd do the whole shebang there. Oh, yes.
I don't think I'd want to spend actual Christmas there, but I'd love to be there, like,
when it's
in the
winter,
lead-up.
Skate on... Central Park and
my friend went last year.
Did she?
I think it was November, December time,
that's
and
so
she
cool.
she really enjoyed it.
Or
yeah.
go to Disneyland for Christmas, like not obviously
oh,
Christmas.
Oh, my mum always said about
but
that.
But like, because I know that they do a good Halloween, so I think they do a great Christmas as well. That'd be so sick. Oh.
You have made it to the end of our first Christmas. Actually, it's not really the first because we did Christmas last week. But join us next week where we will be delving into Christmas films.
Yes, we do love a Christmas film. So I'm very excited to hear.
And Christmas TV specials, possibly.
Yeah, let me get my thinking cap on then. I'll have to get thinking about that. Yeah. But yes, enjoy for our third Christmas episode. Bye!
See ya!